Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 28, 5-8. The prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 28, the verses 5-8. Then the prophet Jeremiah replied to the prophet Hananiah before the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. He said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words you have prophesied by bringing the articles of the Lord's house and all the exiles back to this place from Babylon. Nevertheless, listen to what I have to say in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. From early times, the prophets who preceded you and me have prophesied war, disaster, and plague against many countries and great kingdoms. My theme for reflection is when the yoke breaks, but the truth stands. When the yoke breaks, but the truth stands. If you have ever walked into the middle of a heated debate and instantly wished you could walk right back out, you already know a bit of how Jeremiah felt in chapter 28. You can almost picture him thinking, Lord, why couldn't my calling involve something simpler, like baking bread or tending sheep? But instead, he is stuck wearing an ox yoke in public, while Hananiah, the crowd pleaser, promises sunshine and roses. Jeremiah 28:5-8 drops us right into this tension. Judah is fractured, frightened, and desperate for hope. Babylon looms. The people want good news, and Hananiah is happy to give it. He speaks for God, or so he claims. He predicts peace, restoration, and a quick end to suffering. And when Jeremiah hesitates, Hananiah ups the drama by ripping the wooden yoke off Jeremiah's neck and smashing it for all to see. A teenage summer camp could not have staged it better. The real problem in this story is not just political crisis, but spiritual confusion. Whose voice should Judah trust? The one that sounds pleasant or the one that sounds painful? Jeremiah responds with surprising calm. He equally hopes Hananiah is right. He would love nothing more than for the exiles to come home. But he reminds everyone of something they all knew but preferred to forget. The true prophets before them usually announced judgment first. They told the truth even when it stung, because repentance opens the way to real healing. Peace without repentance is not peace at all. God resolves the problem by allowing time to reveal the truth. Jeremiah says, in effect, if your promise of peace is from the Lord, it will happen. But the burden of proof is on you. Amos 3:7 helps us understand what Jeremiah means. Surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. Real prophecy aligns with the whole character of God, not just our desires. For us today, this story wants us to beware the voices that tell us only what we want to hear. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, cheap grace is the mortal enemy of our church. The same is true of cheap hope, cheap prophecy, and cheap comfort. God offers true comfort, but it comes through truth, surrender, and faithfulness, not shortcuts. The story also shows us something beautiful in Jeremiah himself. He does not fight Hananiah for the spotlight. He simply speaks the truth, then walks away. Sometimes faithfulness looks like quiet conviction, rather than loud debate. Sometimes the most spiritual thing we can do is refuse to match the energy of false confidence. Christians today wrestle with many competing voices. Some promise success without sacrifice, spiritual growth without obedience, and faith without repentance. But God calls us to trust the slow, steady work of His truth. Real peace may take time. Real transformation may require surrender. Real hope is forged in honesty. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what comforting but untrue messages am I tempted to believe because they are easier than facing the truth? Number two, how can I learn to recognize God's voice more clearly in a world full of competing messages? And now our practical exercise for today. Spend 10 quiet minutes asking God to show you one area where you need to surrender to truth rather than convenience. Write it down and pray for grace to follow through. Lord, give us ears that recognize your voice and hearts that welcome your truth. Protect us from the false comfort that leads us away from you, and strengthen us to walk in the peace that only your wisdom can give. Make us humble, honest, and faithful in all we do. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.